How Korean Culture Conquered the World, Part 1. K-pop, K-drama, K-beauty, how did this small Asian country come to be such a cultural powerhouse?
A generation ago, nobody imagined how popular Korean culture would be today. For most people, South Korea was a small Asian country known for making cheap, low-quality cars and little else. Yet today, it is better known for the following: the world's biggest pop band, BTS, Squid Game, the most successful Netflix series ever, and Parasite, the first foreign language movie ever to win the big Oscar prizes. Those successes are just the tip of a massive cultural iceberg. K-pop is a $5 billion industry and growing fast. K-dramas have avid fans on every continent, helping to fuel a $10 billion K-beauty industry as they try to emulate its star actors. Korean gamers dominate esports, and Samsung dominates the world market in TVs and smartphones. How did this relatively small Asian country of approximately 50 million people become such a cultural giant? Well, it all started with something else very big: dinosaurs. No, not the ones you learned about from the Cretaceous period, but the ones who starred in the 1993 American movie Jurassic Park. Filmed on a $63 million budget, Jurassic Park made almost $1 billion worldwide, an incredible sum at the time. Pretty much everyone saw it, from school kids to presidents, including the then president of South Korea, Kim Il-sung. And he then realized something very important for his country. South Korea would have to build and export 1.5 million Hyundai cars to equal the film's profits. And there was more. The film was also a brilliant advertisement for the cute little Jeep Wrangler SUVs that were used in it. How many cars did Jeep sell thanks to that promotion? A lot. So, a plan was made. The Korean government would dedicate an incredible 1% of the national budget to cultural exports. The country's big conglomerates, such as Samsung and Daewoo, whose sales would benefit if their products appeared in Korean dramas, were persuaded to open film studios. South Korea set out to seduce the world. The first targets were its Asian neighbors. Ironically, Korea's cultural insignificance was a key factor in the plan's success. It was not a country that polarized opinions, as China and Japan tend to do. People all over Asia rapidly fell in love with the charming, slightly crazy TV dramas the country started producing, and began flooding into Korea as tourists. Other economic benefits soon followed. Samsung and LG became electronics giants. Kia and Hyundai cars began exporting everywhere, and as people imitated the look of Korean actors, the country's cosmetics industry boomed. But Asia was just the first step. K-dramas export well because their stories and genres are not too culturally specific. So, what worked in the East gradually spread west. By 2007, for instance, Iranians were obsessed by the Korean historical drama The Jewel in the Palace, making it their country's top-rated show. The K-pop phenomenon followed a similar route, as Asia fell for the first stars of South Korea's infamous talent schools. Songs were written in a mixture of Korean, English, and Mandarin to maximize cultural appeal. K-pop candidates were trained to be perfect performers, giving up all control over their personal lives in the quest for success, often with tragic consequences for their mental health. Until now, Western media and radio stations had ignored K-pop, but that didn't matter because Korea had an important ace to play: the Internet.